This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If any one of them were to look down just to lower themselves a little, they would see us. And we have here the response of the Prophet ﷺ calmly again. He said, "Oh Abu Bakr, what do you think of two, whose third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" In the Quran, there are numerous references to a number of companions of the Prophet ﷺ, and they are unnamed. And yet, despite the fact that they are unnamed, their references remind us about their legendary stories, remind us to be inspired by them. And of course, it is part of their legacy because of their sincerity, because of their dedication. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Allahumma ameen. Notably, of course, is the greatest companion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Long story short, this was one of the most crucial times in which there was the migration, the hijrah to Medina. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam escapes with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And as they are escaping, where do they go? They take a different direction than the pagans would expect. So they stop in a rough, rocky area. They go to a cave known as Thawr. And when they enter, what happens here? It's very interesting. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Again, the story, we're going to mention how it's linked to the Quran. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu helps the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam up this mountain into this cave of Thawr. And when they reach the cave, he says, "By Allah, you will not enter until I have entered, just in case there's something harmful inside, so that it will affect me and not affect you." So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went inside. He went inside and he cleaned it up. He made sure everything was ready for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Interestingly, when he entered, he found a hole in its side. And so he tried to plug off from using his garment, his own clothes. He tried to plug the hole. There was another hole and another hole as well. So what did he do? He sat down as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered, and Abu Bakr tried to block those two holes with his feet. He tried to cover them so that if anything were to come out, it would not harm the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but rather it would harm Abu Bakr. He told the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come in, and when he came in, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very tired, and Abu Bakr was tired. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put down his head in Abu Bakr's lap, and he slept. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu felt a severe pain, stinging pain. What stung him? It was a scorpion. He didn't want to move so that he wouldn't awaken the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the pain was so bad, he started to basically have tears coming down from pain. And eventually that reached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he asked him what was wrong. And he said, "I was stung. May my mother and father be sacrificed for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam applied his blessed saliva on the place of the sting, on the place of Abu Bakr's foot where he was stung, and the pain immediately disappeared. Now, what happened here, as they were basically camping out and hiding from the pagans who were coming to look for them, they came and looked in the area, the pagans of Quraysh, and they could not find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, they could not find Abu Bakr. They didn't know where they could be, but the crux of the story is, when they did get close to the cave, there are several interesting reports that we want to mention here. Amongst them, there was one report where the Prophet ﷺ was sitting there and Abu Bakr is next to him and the people are right outside. They're looking for them to capture them. And then Abu Bakr whispers, "What if they were to look through the crevice and see us, Ya Rasulullah? What if they were to find us?" The Prophet ﷺ responded calmly, "O Abu Bakr, what do you think about two whose third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Meaning Allah is with us, don't worry. And then there's another report in which Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "I said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam while I was in the cave, if any one of them were to look down just to lower themselves a little, they would see us." And we have here the response of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam calmly again. He said, "Oh Abu Bakr, what do you think of two whose third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" There's a disputed hadith. When they reached the mountain, they were confounded. They climbed up the mountain, they passed by the cave, and they saw a spider's web over its entrance. This hadith is disputed. But according to this report, they said if anyone had entered there, the spider would not have spun a web over the entrance. So basically they said, there's no way that they're in here. And they left. And they were not captured based on that. In another report that is not disputed, it is Hassan, is acceptable. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said about a man who was very close to the cave, "Ya Rasulullah, he's looking at us." The Prophet ﷺ said, "No, the angels are concealing us with their wings." And indeed, it was a divine miracle, and they were saved by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is referenced in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling his companion, "إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا." He said to his friend, meaning Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, li sahibi, la tahzan, don't be sad, Allah is with us. And Allah brought down His tranquility upon them and protected them with the angels as well. بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated their rank, protected them, allowed them to succeed with their mission. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا تَحْزَنْ لَا تَحْزَنْ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا Remind yourself wherever you are, Allah is with me. Allah is watching me. Allah is protecting me. No matter how bad the situation is, you might think you're in the worst situation possible and you're about to be harmed by maybe all the soldiers of the world. But if Allah is protecting you and He sends down His angels to guard you, nothing of this world can harm you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us yaqeen and tawakkul and trust in Him and strong iman. And may Allah protect us from all harm in this life and the next. Allahumma ameen.